Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
Bowing, and this is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. Episode 177. Welcome to the main event.
It's the Success Sensei Podcast main event.
Level up. So, level up refers to, any gamers listening will understand, when you're playing, especially some of the games that I may have overindulged in and spent far too much time playing, are generally the free roaming games, open world games, that you have the opportunity to increase your character's strength, or arsenal, or weapons, or, I don't know, armory, or experience points, or skill levels, etc., etc. And there can be very addictive games, well, probably because they're so large, but also because you can continually grow your character, you can continually gain experience in all of these things. So any gamers listening, you'll absolutely understand. Anybody else, maybe you won't understand the gaming reference, but to level up means basically getting yourself to the next level, kind of self-explanatory really. So this one kind of goes hand in hand with your goals and with your goal setting. So as I'm talking through this episode, I do want you to relate it to yourself and your own goals. So let's start, for example, imagine you went back 10 years in time, only 10 years. I don't know what age you are listening to this. So if you're 20, it mightn't be as relevant to you because you'd be thinking that 10 years of age, I can't really compare myself to my 20-year-old self. So it's up to you. Maybe go back 2 years then in that scenario. But certainly go back. We'll say 10 years. We'll say 10 years for my benefit. Go back and compare to your previous 10-year self. If you met yourself 10 years ago, what would you be better at now? What would your current self, your more modern self, be better than your younger self? Hopefully I haven't confused you. So if you went back 10 years' time, what things would... Now, hopefully you are actually better at things. Hopefully you have developed and you haven't progressed, and you're not saying you've digressed and you've gone backwards and 10 years ago you were smarter, because that shouldn't be the case. We all should be constantly growing. Maybe you can't in every area, of course. You might want to pick only one of these areas, and that's fine. If you're an overachiever, you might want to pick several. You don't have to do all of these, but absolutely look at the areas that you wish to level up in over the next 2 years, 5 years, 10 years. I'll leave that totally up to you, and compare to what you are at now in comparison to 10 years ago or 5 years ago or 2 years ago, depending on your age bracket. So the first thing you might want to level up on is your knowledge. Who doesn't want to be cleverer than they were 10 years ago? It's nice to think that if you went back in time, you would know more now than you did back then. You know, that mightn't be the case if you haven't been reading, or you haven't been, you know, studying. Are you forgotten everything that you had previously learned? I mean, that's a thing as well. It's very easy for the information, if you're not constantly using it, for it to be pushed out of your head and to forget about it, to have to relearn stuff. So make sure it is something in your daily and your weekly routine that you're learning, or you're reading, or you're studying something, or you're watching something of an informational nature. So knowledge, level up your knowledge. Next one, level up your experience. So this is different to leveling up your knowledge. This is like somebody who has a degree but has never actually worked in the industry that they've gotten the degree in. So experience is a totally different thing. Some employers employ people based more on experience than, you know, academic skills. So they'd rather someone with the actual experience than someone with qualifications. So why can't you have both? Let's level up your experience. Next one, level up your physical ability. So your physical abilities could be your strength, could be your flexibility, could be your endurance, your stamina, your physical ability, working out, exercising, going to the gym. Now, this is something that you can look at depending again on your age bracket, and you can look back in the past and think, you know, 10 years ago I was fitter, or 10 years ago, you know, I was in better shape. And you might think that that was my peak or whatever. As I said, I don't know what age you're at. You might think that was in my peak and I can't match it. But the older you get, the stronger potentially you can become as well. There's different areas. You could be more flexible. You could develop endurance. There's a reason why a lot of older people, shall we say, are very much into marathons, running marathons and cycling and endurance races. And they feel better at an older age than they did at a younger age. There's many areas. Physical ability encompasses many different areas, many different aspects. So there's always something that you could improve on, despite whether you feel you've passed your peak or not. So level up your physical ability. Level up your financial situation. Especially if you've spent a lot recently, why not level up? If you look back 10 years and you were richer 10 years ago than you are now, then that's definitely something you want to level up on. So have a look at that. There's many ways to do it. We've talked about it many times. Don't overspend. Try to increase your income. Add a second income, etc., etc., etc. Now, I have already said level up your physical ability, but level up your physical skill. So that's a completely separate one from physical. Whether it could be, you know, learning to juggle. That's a physical skill that you may not have had. So look at whatever physical skill that you want to do. So it's different, as I said, from physical ability. This isn't just like about building muscles and creating stamina. It's actually adding another skill, a physical skill, to your repertoire of skills. So something that you're interested in being able to do. And again, any age, there's possibilities to increase your physical skill. Your family relationships, level up your family relationships. Current relationships or potential future relationships, level them up, and whatever that means to you. Maybe you need to fix certain things. Maybe you just want to make certain things, certain relationships even better than they currently are. But definitely look at that as a level, as an area to possibly level up. Level up your friends. So again, maybe spend more time with your current friends. And maybe meet new friends, actively meet new friends. And especially if you feel that you have grown apart from your old friends, or maybe you've gone so far down your own path, both you and them, that it's harder to relate. I'm not saying ditch them. I'm not saying get rid of them. But it's nice to meet people who are on the same page as you. So level up, meet new friends, and increase the relationships with your existing friends. Level up your possessions. This is a great one. Who doesn't want to level up their possessions? What would you have to do in order to be able to level up your car, level up your clothes, level up your house, level up the things that you want to have? Certainly a nice one to fantasize about anyway. So have fun at thinking about how you could level up your possessions. And the last one I have listed is level up your travel experience. Anytime they do a big survey on millionaires, it comes back that the biggest thing that millionaires are willing to spend their money on, and the whole reason why they want to be millionaires in the first place, is no, not the cars, that's further on down the list. It's the travel experience, to experience as many things as possible on this large planet of ours. So level up your travel experience. Where would you like to go to? What would you like to see? What holidays would you like to do? What travel experiences would you like to have? A holiday and a travel experience can be two totally different things. But where would you like to go? Where would you like to see? What would you like to do? What would you like to experience? So level up. I'll go through those really quick. Level up your knowledge, level up your experience, level up your physical ability, level up your financial situation, level up your physical skill, level up your family relationships, level up your friendships, level up your possessions, and level up your travel experience. Now, if you manage to do all of those things in the next 10 years, I would be highly impressed. You might just want to pick one, that's fine. You might want to pick two. You might be satisfied with a couple of already existing in your life. You might be dissatisfied with all of those. Just don't overwhelm yourself. Don't beat yourself up too bad. If you're frustrated, try to use that frustration to turn it into positive energy that actually forces you to do something positive and helps you to level up as well. If you need a hand with anything, make sure you give me a shout anytime, thesuccesssensei.com. Thank you for listening. I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight you can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.